You're listening to KEXP 90.3 FM in Seattle. We're streaming live around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. This is the Midday Show, and I've got one of my favorite bands in all of the world live on the show today. No pressure, guys, but welcome, Wolf Parade.
Hey, what's up?
We've had a few of the members of this band in the studios before, but it's the Wolf Parade KEXP radio debut, and you're going to play the full new EP.
Yeah.
All right, take it away. It's Wolf Parade live on KEXP. Live on KEXP, playing songs from EP4. Wolf Parade playing the Neptune Theater tonight here in Seattle.
Yeah.
We're live on KEXP with Wolf Parade, playing tonight at the Neptune Theater.
Love, love is easy when it's all you do. Blood, your blood beats an empty tune. Coming down, but the light that is something there because you left it on. Close your eyes and the world is gone. Vaporized in a second, it's a fiction someone tell to you. I know you. Some connection and the future is running through, but the heartbeat on and on and on. I sing from nowhere room. I come back for some connection and the future running through. Heartbeat on and on and on. It's automatic.
Wolf Parade live on KEXP, songs from the new EP. And Dan, I heard you say down at Pickathon, this next song is your favorite one from the new EP.
It most certainly is, Joe. We have many names for this song.
On the record, it's called Mr. Startup.
Yeah, but to us, it'll always be Doi Division. So.
Upcoming flowers. existence of Mr. Startup and is depicting him in lavender and gold. All the idle hands in the factory have been told. Blessed be the ones who let their blessings go. Upon flowers, upon flowers.
Live on KEXP. That is all four songs from the new EP called EP4. It's so great to have you all here today.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks so much for coming in. Wolf Parade played the last shows in 2011 before this year, but lucky for us, you all have always been very busy and active musicians, and we've been able to enjoy music from you for the intervening years. But I understand it started a couple years ago talking about starting to play again together with this group.
Yeah. Was it like
a year and a half ago?
It was a year and a half ago, like 18 months ago, basically.
And how did that come to be? I know that you all have lived all over. Spencer, you were living in Finland. Dan, you seem to be traveling all over the world all the time. You were just in Berlin and Romania.
I was.
Recently, and I know you thrive on that, get a lot of inspiration from it. But it sounds like 3/4 of you, anyway, were back on Vancouver Island, which is where you're all originally from, even though the band started in Montreal. Was that sort of the impetus to start playing again?
I think having everybody, or most everybody, in one place really helped, obviously. Yeah. That way, you know, there wasn't a lot of flying back and forth. I'm the only one who flies in for rehearsals now, so.
And was there any trepidation? I mean, were you just going to, I know you all have been good friends for a long time, and were you thinking, is it going to lock in? We don't know what's going to happen. We're just going to stay quiet about this and give it a try.
Well, I don't think we wanted to tell anybody that we were doing it until we got in a room together and started making new music. It was all kind of predicated on, like, we wanted to play music again, but it was predicated on, can we write some new stuff that we're excited about together? Because I think otherwise it just wouldn't have worked, you know? Like, if we got together and learned Grounds for Divorce or whatever, I think it would have felt kind of hollow, you know? The whole idea was to start the band, you know, again, you know, start playing music together again, and that's always, new music is always kind of the bedrock for that.
That's interesting to hear, because you have such a catalog of old songs that you absolutely could just come back and play those songs, which you totally seem to be enjoying playing, but it's interesting to hear that it was important that new songs.
Yeah,
we didn't want to do just a reunion tour and just play old songs. That, like Dan said, it would have felt a little too hollow. So making new music was like, that was the deal breaker, you know, we had to do that. And so far that's been the funnest part.
Yeah.
Did that just lock in? Did you kind of just get in a room together, turn on the tape and let it roll and see what came up?
Kind of, but it wasn't good right away. Like, I'd be lying if
it was the opposite of good.
It was the opposite of it was, yeah, the opposite end of the bat, if good is the plus side.
Yeah, we started with just jamming, and
was it still fun?
It was fun. Yeah, it just sounded terrible. It was just bad. But
weird funk.
Took
jams.
A while to get used to it. Yeah.
I know a lot of bands go their ways because things blow up and there's a fiery ending. And from what I know from reading and talking to you, Dan, you guys have always been friends, and you were tired and you had a lot of other projects that were pulling you different ways, and you kind of ended Wolf Parade before the fighting started. So when you came back together, it was probably really fun for a reunion of friends.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we had to kind of work through some, you know, we took a break, and it was on the verge of not being fun when we took a break, you know? So we had to kind of start from there. It was like frozen in time, but it was easy to just work through all that and just get back to playing music, you know?
Spencer, at a show the other night, you said in 2011, you were sad and crazy. But now
did
you're,
I say that?
You did, and you said, but now I'm happy, but didn't say if you were sane.
Right. I think I was speaking on behalf of the band, which I shouldn't do, but I meant, like, as a group, we had become sad and crazy. Yeah. We were just sort of driving each other crazy and needed some space. It wasn't that we hated each other or even hated working together. It's just very human thing where we needed to, everyone had other projects they wanted to work on. Wolf Parade was taking a lot of time. I think the break was really, really good for us. We came back a lot happier, and we're having sort of more fun than we ever have.
Yeah. I think the band sounds better now, too, on stage. Like, the live stuff is better.
You sound better than ever. I've always been a fan, but, man, the shows have just been electric. And you mentioned other projects, and you, between all of you, you have so many things going on, and you always juggled that when Wolf Parade was going on, and mm-hmm. then you got to focus on that. And I know that you're not going to give up those other things that give you joy and inspiration and other outlets. But do you think now, you know, with over 10 years as a band together, going away, coming back, you'll be able to find more balance in that?
I'm still doing operators concurrent to this, and Spence has got, you know, Moonface, and Dante's got a record coming out. I mean, we all do extracurricular stuff, and I don't think we put more or less importance on Wolf Parade or the other stuff. But yeah, being a little older, I feel like I can actually balance my time a little better, you know? But it's still insane. Like, it's still just work on music all the time. But that's what I like. So,
I know you thrive on that. We've talked to you quite a bit on the air about making music. I want to talk a little bit about the live shows. Well, first you started jamming together, and then I understand you played some shows kind of under an assumed name. How did those first shows go?
I don't know, Spence.
They were good. Microphones.
Off mic.
Del Scorcho is our alter ego.
Yeah.
I mean, you never get to play shows that small anymore.
I guess not. Some have been kind of small. Yeah, you're right.
No.
So that was fun, because we do like the more intimate environments. And Del Scorcho is sort of like, I don't know, the misfit version of Wolf Parade.
Yeah, it's like a mutant, sort of like giganticized, dumber mutant Wolf Parade.
Yeah, there's less pressure under that name.
It's more fun.
Those warm-up shows were one of the highlights of the year, I think, for us.
Since then, you've played a lot of shows. You've been on the road for a few months now and all over. I know when you were in New York, you had a 5-night residency followed by a show with, like, over 7,000 people. Were you surprised so many people were coming out to see the band?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought after 5 nights at Bowery that I was like, okay, everyone who lives in New York who knows about the band and would care to see them, us, that they've done that. And then we played this huge outdoor thing. So that was kind of humbling, you know, in a lot of ways. It was really nice for me, definitely. And London, too. We historically, the UK has been weird for us. So playing 2 nights in London to a room full of really excited people it was fantastic.
What was the show like in Montreal? Because for all intents and purposes, that's...
Hometown.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we like to think you're from here.
Because we're on Sub Pop?
No, because in the Northwest. I mean, consider British Columbia local, so we're very proud to consider you a local band.
Manifest Destiny, yeah.
Yeah. But I bet that Montreal show was just incredible.
I was really emotional at that show, but in a good way. It was good. It felt, I felt like I had like a bird's eye view of the last 10 years in my life in that city. And I was, you know, anything that I had previously felt conflicted about, I felt okay with, you know, like it gave me like nice perspective, and I could put the songs into that. So,
Well, I want to ask if you're just taking things day by day, but with so much going on in your life, and I know you have to plan ahead as a band, it sounds like there's a full record coming out and plans to just keep touring as long as you're having fun. Would you concur with that?
Yeah, we would concur, I think. That's the plan, is to record this winter, and you know, nothing's confirmed yet, but if the recording goes well, then yeah, we'll put it out next year and do more. We'll tour it, more club shows, like less festivals and more theater shows, I think, is the plan.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Great. Well, we're up for whatever. Tonight, Wolf Parade is playing at the Neptune Theater, and we just heard their full new EP. Look forward to new songs in the future, and I've really been enjoying hearing those older songs live as well. And you got a couple of those coming up for us next?
Yeah, I think we're going to play Modern World, which is a song that almost got put to bed, almost went to the graveyard, but we resurrected it. And I get to play it on the actual piano, which is good because it sounds better. And then we'll play Dinner Bells, which, again, was like almost got lost, but came back.
I've loved how people have been making requests under the auspices of it being their birthday at shows, whether that's true or not.
Yeah, people got... This one guy at Pickathon just got super liberal with that and was like, hey, it's my birthday, can you play, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, we're actually, that's in the set, we're going to play it. It was California Dreamer. And then he was like, my birthday is not for 5 months. So, like, I mean, everybody, every human has a birthday. So I guess everybody's entitled to a request immediately.
Well, I was super happy to hear that. I know the first night you played at Pickathon, someone requested something and you said, we'll play that tomorrow night. Did you have to actually figure out how to play it again, or were you just not going to play it that night?
It was already on the list for, oh, okay, at least in my mind, for the next night. It was Animal in Your Care. Somebody tossed me a note and was like, hey, it's so-and-so's birthday. Birthday.
Right.
Liars.
So then you look like a hero.
Yeah, because I was like, yeah, of course we can pull that off. I don't know, you know.
Well, my birthday's coming up in January. Does that mean you'll stay on the air today and play a few more songs?
Spencer says no.
I'll make a request for Dinner Bells then.
That's a good choice. You know, I think we can do that.
We've got Wolf Parade live on KEXP.
Right.
Just a skosh.
Just bring me down.
Wolf Parade live on KEXP. Tonight they play at the Neptune Theater.
I heard all your
Wolf Parade live on KEXP. That sounded incredible.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much
for
coming
us,
in. Tonight they play at the Neptune Theater here in Seattle, and sounds like you'll be able to see them all over. Thank you all again. Dante, Arlen, Dan, Spencer.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Wolf Parade live on KEXP Seattle.